Well, hello, and welcome back to the Gist with your girl Amma K, the one and only Ain't Nobody Like Her. Today's episode, we'll begin a series on the topic of love and relationships. I will be sharing with you my own personal experience about love. What is love? Love, they say, makes the world go round. More songs and poems have been written about love than just about any other subject. And yes, love is absolutely crucial in our lives. From the moment we are born until when we die. So, why is it that so many people don't experience love in their lives? To me, love is more than just an emotion. It is a deep commitment to a person that is usually expressed through emotions and how we treat that person. Even though love can come at first sight, you can only know it is true love when it stays after that first sight. After a bad and devastating breakup, I decided to join a self-care group that talks about love and relationships. I was in a dark place, complete with the breakup's greatest hits, sleepless nights, everlasting anxiety, a constant fixation with my ex, mood swings, you name it. I thought I would never recover, but after a few weeks of panic, I had had enough. I started going to therapy, dealing with what I was feeling and the underlying causes for it, plus an objective assessment of my past relationship. I put myself back to doing what I loved and forced myself out into the world. Eventually, things got easier. The pain lessened. The thoughts about him less and less. I began to embrace life as a single person. So, let me tell you about being single for a few years and what I have been up to. First, I got close to God, real close. In the process, it helped me to understand my identity as a person in Christ. I will recommend the book of Ephesians, as it highlights the true identity of a child of God. Secondly, I let myself go. I traveled to see the places I had always dreamed of. To name a few, I went to Fiji, New Caledonia, Las Vegas, Kenya. I even went to South Africa, and to top it off, I went to Thailand. I met new people. I made new friends. I gave more attention to myself. Let's just say, I really had fun. Thirdly, I also discovered my love for cooking and learned to cook different cuisines. I learned how to draw. I uncovered a hidden talent for poetry and a passion for singing, although I do not consider myself a good singer. In the process, I discovered that loving myself was an important part of falling in love. Being content as a single person is vital in the ability to appreciate others. As the saying goes, you have to love yourself first before you can truly love someone else. The moral of my story is, things will always get better. It may take time and it may not be a direct path, but it will get easier and eventually you will find someone who sweeps you off your feet and is excited to invest in you and explore with you. One who makes you smile every time their name pops up on your phone. And you will look back and wonder, what was all that fuss over your ex was? I will leave you with one of my favorite quotes. The right guy for me is out there, somewhere making his way to me. he's just got lost and is just too stubborn to ask for directions. Give him some time to find you. I gave it time and I found mine. Once again, thank you for tuning in with your girl, the one and only, Amma K. Join me on this wonderful journey on the Love Series. Till then, remain blessed. Love you all. Bye-bye.